Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
We're on the air, it says.
Hey, look at that.
Look at that.
We're on the air.
On the air.
On the air.
Yes. Well, happy Easter.
Yes.
This is it. Easter is here.
Easter Sunday.
Yes.
It's 31 degrees.
Okay. Wow. You should have been a meteorologist.
Someday, maybe.
When you grow up and figure out what you want to do
maybe
with your
life.
Maybe
this will spin off into, like, you know, when you guys are on breaks or whatever, it'd be like.
Breaks.
You know, weather brought to you by, you know, and I'll just. Temperature. That's it.
Oh, nice.
Look out your window for the rest.
Oh.
I think they'd be more accurate if they would look out the window instead of trying to tell us what it is.
That's just true.
Talking about the weather and seeing your shirt reminds me of something that I was going to do.
Green grass?
Close.
Oh. Leprechauns.
No, that was a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Mm. Green screen.
Oh, sure.
Getting green screen behind us.
Like we're in the Himalayas.
We could be anywhere.
Oh, my God. What do we got to do?
Just a sheet? Yeah, got to get a green screen. Because with this video editing, though, I could put us anywhere. But the reason I thought of that was because you wouldn't be able to wear that shirt, because otherwise you'd just be a floating head.
Yeah.
Well, that'd give somebody something to talk about.
That would be.
That's true.
Well, yeah, the same with you. You'd just be a body.
Yep.
A vest.
Just a torso.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like it.
I'll let you know, though, so that we can coordinate our outfits if I do get a green screen.
Well, okay. I guess I just won't be able to wear green anymore.
Well, I mean, they have blue screens, too, you know, so it's... But, I don't know. It was just an idea.
I like it.
Okay, are we live, then?
We are really?
Are people listening to this yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, by now, I'm sure they've muted us.
Well, we're two minutes in.
Maybe our family's still listening.
Yeah. I'm going to be out looking, what the fuck is this?
Who are these idiots?
Turn that shit down.
Right.
Yep. What the hell? It's
pretty bad when you turn yourself off the radio.
Hell yeah.
Well, so I had a guy go to that next door, our buddy go to that next door pizza. So it got me thinking what we eat on pizzas.
Next door pizza?
Next door pizza.
What is this?
It's next door.
It's a restaurant.
Is it really?
Pizza
for real?
Joint.
It's a real deal?
In yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I never heard of
it. It's next to
Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
Heartbreakers. It used to be the Halley Bar.
Yep.
Oh, what about that before
Isn't
that?
It the,
oh, the A-frame.
The A-frame door.
Anjay.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's okay. Next door pizza now. Yeah.
That's what? Next door pizza?
Next door pizza because it's I think it's owned by Heartbreakers.
Correct.
And so it's next door.
Hmm.
So it's
but pretty decent. Good.
I haven't had it.
Nope. I haven't had it.
Nope.
But it got me thinking what we do on pizza because I know
we should order.
Well, I know
we should Uber that shit here.
Uber a pizza.
Is that what you do? Well,
Mr. Technology.
Yeah.
Am I right?
No.
Uber. No.
I mean, technically, there is Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
I don't know if they do anything in this area. Do they?
You can.
I usually do DoorDash.
Grubhub. DoorDash. Technology.
But I want to think, is it with Amazon Prime that you get Grubhub free?
Yes.
So that's why I use Grubhub.
Yeah.
Because
there's no delivery.
You don't tip them?
You order whatever you want and they just bring it. Don't have to pay nothing.
I mean, I guess I've had Amazon for quite a while and I did not know that.
No, it's no delivery fees.
Yeah.
Grubhub. Yep.
To do that, check that out.
Hmm. Yeah, so I get Panda Express. I get that every once in a while. I think I had that last Sunday, actually, two weeks ago.
Cold though, I mean, that's coming 20 miles away, probably.
That's not too, I mean, no different than if you went to pick it up yourself.
Yeah, but I would eat it there.
Really? See, that's another thing I struggle with is eating at restaurants by myself.
Yeah, right away it's a little nerve-wracking and like you kind of, or at least I was like, oh, this is
awkward.
Weird.
Yeah.
But once you do it, it's like,
fuck, they don't
know.
Else.
Yeah, they don't know what I'm doing. Am I on lunch break or?
It's never bothered me in the least bit. Yeah. Especially like, excuse me.
You could be working nights and
I used to work nights. So during the day, wife is at work or, you know, whatever. So there'd be a lot of times where I'd leave for work an hour and a half early and stop somewhere and get lunch and then go to work. Right. Yeah.
So I can go to Hong Kong House by myself on lunch.
They owe me some crab rogan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, oh, you
chose. I like that place.
That
whole never been there.
Oh. So
cash only. Yeah. Sir.
If you cash only. Where is it?
The old Chippewa Bakery.
It's right across from BMO Harris.
Next to Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
Falls, oh, okay. Up by the gas station.
Yeah. Okay. Kitty Corner. Is it Kitty Corner or Catty Corner?
Kitty Corner.
Yeah, I'm going Kitty with Corner. Kitty Corner. Yeah, even if it's not, that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah. Is it a creek or a crick?
It's a crick.
Well, it depends. Because it's Fall Creek.
But that's...
The town is Fall Creek.
Right.
So it kind of depends on how it's being used.
Is the crick in Fall Creek?
Yeah.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, you go...
Don't go down the crick if you have a crick in your neck.
It'll be up Schitt's Creek. Up Schitt's Creek.
Up Schitt's Creek. See, that's what I'm saying. What is it?
I don't know.
I use them both.
You do? We need to call in. We need a caller to call in. Email us. Smash that like button.
Smash the like button. Email us. It's, we do have an email. Hicks.
We got an email?
Email.
Somebody emailed us?
No.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Holy shit, open it up.
We have an email address.
But no... Nobody emailed us.
No, we get emails.
Yeah, for the love of God, somebody sends
somebody, it. Yeah. Say, oh, this is good. I can't wait. That's going
to
be fun.
To get it out, it's hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Yes. Yep. Smash that button.
Smash that
button. Just send in the emails.
Hit the dinger. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Let's go.
Can't wait till we have to have a session just of opening emails.
Opening emails.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, they could. We could offer advice.
Yeah.
They could give us advice. Yeah.
They could give us
advice. Listen, there is decades and decades of experience in all aspects of life sitting at this table.
Yeah.
Things that cannot be learned at any school anywhere.
Right.
The school of experience in life. So if you guys have questions and you need us to drop some knowledge bombs on you, just send an email.
Yes.
And we will solve all of your problems.
Nice. Right. Yeah, we can do that.
Hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Because right now the only emails that we get are from the video software company let me know that, you know.
They want to sign this.
Yeah. They're giving us tips and tricks, and the same from our distributor for the podcast. They send us emails.
We're up for negotiations.
We're getting close.
Nice.
We are getting close.
Oh, dude, I can't. Yeah.
With every stream, we're getting closer.
Good.
Yes. Okay. So pizza.
Yeah, the back
pizza,
to the
okay,
pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway. The pizza place.
This reminds me of last week. Just keep sidetracking.
So we were at the Hong Kong House, which is not pizza.
No.
That's they Chinese.
I was talking about going pizza. To lunch by myself. But
yeah.
Oh. No, they don't have pizza. But oh, no. So yeah, she. Shia. She has the best memory of anyone I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Because you could not go there for 5 years and you walk in and she'll say, oh, where have you been? Yep. Oh, you want almond chicken? Yeah. That's what I want.
She does the same with me. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. It's sweet and sour pork with two egg rolls. She knows that.
Yep.
That's what I get every time. Yep. Do you want lemon chicken too? Sure. Then that's what Lacey will eat.
Yep.
Yeah,
but she forgot my crab raccoon.
Oh,
I guess I'm not on the same level you guys are.
Oh, well, we've been going there for
years.
35 years.
I think I've went 2 times in 38 years.
Oh, geez, what is?
You got to get there more often.
I'm a big fan of not pizza again, but
the buffet.
Yeah,
Royal Buffet. You like buffets?
I do because at least I know I don't know what's in the pan, but I know what I'm putting on my plate.
Everybody else is germs.
Well,
that's why I can't do it.
That keeps the immune system strong.
And they're digging. Nope, pass. Hard pass.
All right. Well, stick to the pizza then.
Especially in public. No, if it's like a family restaurant or a wedding or whatever. Yep. Yeah, fuck yeah. I'll dig into that, but not like a country buffet or. Nope. Pass.
All
right. Yeah. I mean, as you can guess from a fat guy, I'm a big fan of buffets.
Yeah. I'm in there. Yeah, I fall in there for sure. So,
yeah.
I guess Well, you brought it up. So what's your favorite pizza place?
Well, I
pizza.
Know one thing. Pineapple.
Oh, yes. Winner, winner.
This should almost should be brought up after we get through maybe our personal stories. Because this could, I mean.
Could come to fisticuffs?
Maybe, but maybe it will be a 4-0.
Well, it should be. Landslide. I mean, it should be because right. It's quite obvious that it does not,
belong
on pizza. Yes, it does.
Yep. Oh, see, well, we're in it. That's 2-1.
Ben. I'm not opposed to pineapple on pizza.
There you
boom.
Go.
You're voted off the island.
Yep. You're done. You are the weakest are link. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Good you're life. Fired. Yes. You will not be getting a rose.
Yeah. Or, well, I guess yeah. There. Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah, next. I guess that, yeah. No, it does. It's.
I mean, I'll very flavor. Rarely order like a Hawaiian pizza, you know, with Canadian bacon and pineapple, but I'll eat if it's there. I'm
yeah. Not,
see, I don't like a ham at all. I don't like Canadian bacon. I put pineapple, or a pepperoni.
Easy for you to say.
All right. Pepperoni and pineapple on it.
Yeah.
From Papa Murphy's. Mmm. That's delicious.
Not a pineapple. I'm not a pepperoni guy.
No.
I don't like pepperoni or sausage, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. You like sausage.
Well, that kind of sausage. So.
Oh. No, hello.
No issues with that. No.
I am pepperoni and mushroom.
Oh,
sausage fungus. And mushroom if fungus. I'm going to Domino's.
You eat the fungus? No, that goes on cow shit.
I think like. I've seen it on trees,
yeah,
but not
same thing.
Shit from a cow,
yeah. Go, you got to look close.
Oh, okay.
It's there.
Yeah, right now.
I've spent that much time analyzing a cow patty. To be honest,
yeah. I used to put my feet in them.
Did you?
Yeah, it was just a thing.
Just for what? Grins?
Yeah, no. Well, my aunt and uncle had a farm. Yeah, well, they still have a farm, but they, you know, would milk cows, and I guess when we were kids, you'd standing. Run out in the pasture, and it was what it. It is what it is. Yeah. And, like, you know, at that time, whatever, it's not like we went out purposely looking for.
Well, that's fresh the way your shit. Story sounded. Is
well,
it?
That is exactly what I thought.
But, no, like, yes. If you're going yeah. through it, like, it is what it is. It's just.
You're running through a pasture and you step
yeah,
in a
barefoot.
Confetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not the way your story sounded
no.
at all.
Okay.
It definitely
well,
sounded
it was like,
I
like to put my feet in some cow shit. Yeah. That's what I like yeah. to do.
Would that be a better story? I'll yeah, say yeah. it is.
Roll with that one.
I think it's a lay for that now. But
can you back this up?
That might be a way to. You know, recycle, reuse.
Yeah. I can
you
want to
bring
light
your bag,
off.
Bring your bags over to him, and he could soak. His
I got some
feet.
Bags.
He could bring. Yeah. He could soak his
it's
feet
not
your
like,
shit.
It's not the real cow shit, but
oh, then I'm not into it.
Jason mm-hmm. shit.
Not into that. No, it's got to be the cow shit.
Patties,
pizzas,
pizza. So still. I I'm a pepperoni and mushroom guy. With more mushrooms, the better.
Oh God!
From you're where?
Sick. Well.
If you have to choose, I guess, yeah, maybe all four of us can say.
Well, it wouldn't be
from somewhere. Not,
it wouldn't be Papa Murphy's, because if correct. I'm going to pay $20 for a pizza, I want it already cooked.
Good, like it.
But I'm not going to pay $20 for a pizza. I'm going to pay $10 for a pizza from Domino's because it's cheaper and it's not bad.
Most pizzas at Papa Murphy's are not $20.
Well, probably more. I don't know. The pizza that I like from there is a cowboy pizza.
That goes back to the cowboy thing.
Yeah, that mountain. That mountain broke
that. Broke that. Yeah.
So Domino's is your
that's my
to
go-to
call in
nope.
pizza.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call.
Oh, that's right. Because that would be app. Communication.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Totally misunderstood.
Right. But I will go pick it up because it saves whatever. A little bit.
Yeah.
Unless it's snowing.
Well, like now today, I might not eat for two couple yeah. days.
Mm-hmm. But I would have to say.
Yeah, Domino's would be my go-to.
Mine would be Domino's as well. If I'm calling it in to order.
Yeah.
And it's because it's closer. It's, like you said, it's pretty simple. And I feel they have the best deals. Like, you know, you can get 2 or 20 medium-sized pizzas for $6.99.
But let's talk about
sex, baby.
Like,
let's talk about you.
Where yes. is your favorite kind of pizza from? Because, I mean, I feel like everybody knows, like,
the Domino's.
Domino's is okay, but, I mean, it's certainly not
it
the
tastes
best
like cardboard.
Pizza I've ever had.
Well,
you know, if you could go anywhere and get a pizza, where would be your number one spot?
To go somewhere and get a pizza, I would say it would be Rocky Rococo's, but more realistic would be Hedges Pizza, frozen, but it's frozen pizza.
Heggies.
Heggies?
Heggies.
I've always said Heggies. I don't honestly Heggies. Know if that's right or not.
It's in Minnesota, yellow sticker, frozen pizza.
H-E-G-G.
Oven Works.
I-E-S. Heggies.
I don't think there's a U in it.
So there's no...
I never...
There's, I didn't say a U. There's no U.
Did you say U or E?
I said H-E-G-G-I-E-S.
Correct.
Okay, sure. That's the same place.
Heggies. Yep.
But so you would take a frozen pizza over any, like, restaurant where you could go and get pizza? Hut?
Like a lots of matzah?
Yeah, I think so. Like, if you said, hey, this is your death row final meal, and it had to be a pizza, I'm going to...
Why would you have a pizza on death row?
Well, I'm just saying.
I'd say it had Skeeter to be pizza. Dumplings now.
Still waiting on them fucking dumplings, Skeeter.
That's what I would say.
It's Easter now. Let's go, dude.
Come God on. Damn it. What the hell?
It's been 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he acts like he's busy.
Yeah, he's got work. Your own flesh and blood. Your own flesh and blood is on this podcast. For the love of God, feed him, would you? We need some fucking dumplings
here. And then just makes a couple extra for us.
Yeah.
Dad, it's me. It's your son.
But you know what we need? I bet we have to have Diamond ask him for us.
Oh, Diamond. Yeah, Diamond wouldn't have to wait 4 weeks. That should get delivered.
Oh, yeah. 4 hours.
We'd call it out. We'd have it. We'd have it last
week. Hang on, Diamond. Dad's got to run to the store and get 20 pounds of potatoes, and I'll make you up all the dumplings you need.
Yes. Be like, Stacy, don't screw this up. You're on the air. Ask Dad for dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if
Diamond never has to wait.
We probably can.
I bet you she would. I bet you we'd get those fuckers right quick.
I can guarantee. Do that. I can get her on the horn.
What do you think? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Can we do
that? You guys can go and I'll see if I can do. But yeah, mine is going to be Heggie's Pizza.
Heggie's.
Oh. I never had it. Never even heard of this.
I do like brick oven pizzas. Not the brand brick oven, but actual
Wood fire.
Wood fire. Yep.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, we did that with Dave and Michelle and Kevin and JP. We went up to Cameron. It's Stone Oven Works or Stone Oven or some fucking thing like that. But it was excellent. Go check it out in Cameron off of whatever.
Well, have you ever been down to the Blue Marble in Chippewa?
Lacey and I went down there. That's we didn't. Wood fire. Yeah, we didn't care for that a whole lot. No.
I would agree with you on that pizza. And I think it was because of the granules or whatever they put on the dough that goes into the oven. That's what I did not like about it.
I wasn't going to say, but there's a place where your son works that I think has the same, but I think that's required with those pizzas.
It is, but I have asked him. He is actually, in the summertime, he works for a pizza truck trailer company.
It's good pizza, by the way.
Yeah.
I stopped really? At the Underwater World there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I stopped there.
Oh. Well,
and I got a pizza with pineapple.
Did you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's one of their
pizzas. The lady goes, I never heard of this before.
Yeah.
You better put that on the menu because it's going to fly off.
What's the name of it again? I can't remember.
Ohana Pizza Company. That's
right. Ohana.
Yep. So,
so they put something on the crust that you didn't like that was at Blue Marble?
Correct. It's
It's on any of those brick oven pizzas that they have to do it. It's some kind of
but there's
the
two
way
different
they have to make it.
Oh, it's probably the cornmeal that they use on the bottom of the...
Right, it is, whatever that
so
is.
So it slides in and out.
Yeah. But there's multiple... Oh, yeah.
Bake right to the thing there.
I got to start using cornmeal in my endeavors. Help it slide in and out.
But they, there's different forms of that or different types. And what they use is also what the only other place that I've had... brick oven pizza is Foster's down in Foster. That and my son's company that he works for use the same, which is different than the Blue Marble. And that's just it's a personal taste. And I could tell right away. I was like, oh, I'm not a fan of that, but, and I don't know what it is, that they use. I just don't, but
I like Pizza Hut. I mean, that's pretty decent. We went there a couple weeks ago and they were doing a deal for a deep dish. And the lady goes, oh, we're having a contest with all the people coming, servers, see how many deep dish pizzas we can sell. I'm like, fuck yeah, a deep dish pizza, pepperoni, Yeah. Here was a Chicago style pizza.
Oh.
So all the sauce is on the top.
Yeah.
Well,
that's backwards.
Yeah. Kids didn't like it. They, no, nope, I'm not even going to eat it. Kaylee wouldn't even eat it.
Well, there's always cereal at home.
Tanner, no, nope, this isn't. I'm like, fuck. And I told Lacey, I go, oh, I thought it was, she said deep dish, right? Yeah. Chicago.
But Chicago style is deep.
Yeah, but I thought it was just a deep dish, with the sauce on it. I didn't.
And that's what I get from Domino's all the time is a deep dish.
The pan pizza.
The pan. Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty deep.
Man, do you remember when we were kids fucking doing Book It and going to Pizza Hut and getting your own personal pan pizza that came out in the fucking cast iron?
Felt so grown up.
Ripping hot. Oh, yeah.
I felt achieved that I struggled through another book.
Yeah, I was just gonna say thing. I got one. I think
shit. I had to give those coupons away because my mom and dad were tired of going to Pizza Hut. I read a lot.
I still read
a lot, but I had so many of those fucking Book It coupons.
I got one book read. Fuck yeah, that was a whole third grade. But hey, I got one book read. We got to go to Pizza Hut.
We would go once a week, and then mom and dad made me give the rest away because they're like, "We're not going to fucking Pizza Hut. It might be free for you, but it ain't free for us."
Yeah, that's what he's talking. Well, there's cereal at home. Reverse the roles,
right?
Just drop me off, Ma.
Yeah. I wonder, do they do anything like? I mean,
I think they
anything
still.
Like I think that? They still do that.
Really?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Maybe I don't know.
Well, if any of our I know listeners still got have the young kids,
personal pants. They still got the personal pants. Oh, Kaylee would always get that, but. Yeah.
Interesting.
There's another email. Write that in.
There. Yeah.
Do they email still us. Do book us? Book it.
Email us. Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
We should. They're probably listening, sending us emails right now. You never know. You better check your email.
I can't.
Oh, they're probably just pouring in. Fuck.
I'll go check my email.
What do you mean? Oh, it's on his phone. It's on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it not here? Ooh.
Technical difficulty. Yeah.
Let's see. I don't even know if I know how to get into there.
For me, I guess I do like the brick oven style pizzas as well, but I do like, I mean, really, there's no such thing as a horrible pizza, but.
Hey, we got a caller.
Hey, we got a caller.
Sorry about this, but.
Is she going to be able to hear us?
This might be it. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
It's our first guest.
Hi, guys.
Hey. How's it going? Yeah. Welcome to Tales from the Hicks.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, you called us.
You called us. Yeah.
But it's perfect timing, actually.
I can tell she's excited.
Yeah. As soon as
you're live, so you can't say shit, piss, or fuck, or nothing like that.
Right.
I feel like this is a setup.
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
No, you're helping us.
Yes.
So we got a favor to ask.
Yep. Go ahead, Ashley. Yeah.
So this is our fourth week of Tales from the Hicks, and we know that your dad listens, and every week we ask for dumplings. And we have come to the conclusion that it's because Chad is asking.
And is not why, Diamond.
Not Diamond. Is why we're not getting dumplings.
So can you just ask on the air,
live,
which you are.
You are live.
Dad to make you some and Tales from the Hicks.
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I guess I could.
Yeah, well, no, you're going to. We're going to come down there and make you.
So, yeah,
can you make me some dumplings?
And?
Like 12 of them.
Ooh,
that's three. And some for Tales for the Hicks.
Yes, there you go. All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
There'll be probably a knock.
Oh, wait,
on the
I was going to say, is that the doorbell? Right?
The doorbell? I'll even buy the potatoes and the
flour. Oh, nice. Wow.
Just upgrade.
Dumplings. We need sauerkraut,
too. We need some gravy.
Yes, great. I just made some drop dumpling soup today. So.
Chicken
it's
noodle?
Not quite the same, though.
No, it's not the same.
What?
I bet it's still delicious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
It will be.
Good.
So do you got any stories for us, Diamond?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have any stories for you guys.
No hunting stories or nothing? Do you ever shoot a deer?
No, except I like to... No, at least, I mean, I like to nap when I was hunting.
Oh, yeah. Naps, that's you got to take that.
Yeah, yeah, you got to stay well rested.
That's a given.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yep.
Hmm.
No.
Yeah. Just napping.
Okay.
Well, thank just you, napping. Diamond.
Well, you guys are welcome.
Well, appreciate it.
And good luck. Hopefully you guys get your dumplings.
Well, as these guys said, and I sided with them, yeah, I'm sure by the end of this
show. Yeah, they'll probably be here within the hour.
On his way down to you, you know, just.
Skeeter's diamond radar just went ding.
I don't know if he'll drive ding. This far, though.
Diamond needs dumplings.
All right, well, I'll call you later. Thanks for calling. Well,
thanks, guys. Okay. You're welcome.
See you, Diamond.
Bye.
Bye.
She was super impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's never going to call when we're on the air.
She was stoked.
Don't you fucking ever do that to me again.
Hey, we're going to get our dumplings, though.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming that, for no sure. Shit. Yeah.
My diamond needs dumplings.
She was even going to buy the potatoes.
Yeah, Christ.
That worked out better than we thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which that was, for the listeners that don't know that, it was my sister.
Yeah. It was Diamond.
Diamond.
Yeah. So.
Skeeter's diamond.
Yeah.
Skeeter's diamond.
Always has been, always will be.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah. So, we have an email.
Let's hear it.
Big time.
We are big time.
They are asking for advice.
Okay.
I believe, Jason, you're going to be the one to handle this.
Got to be about shitting in the bucket.
Another one put me on the spot, right? Here, all right. Well, let her rip.
I will allow them to remain anonymous. I'll just read it verbatim.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
I am interested in installing a shitter in my garage. Could Jason give me some recommendations on buckets? I'm really torn between 5 and 6 gallon. Also, what kind of seat? I'm thinking padded. Any issues with that being in the cold garage? Keep up the great work. I love the podcast. Thanks.
Oh, nice. Thanks, listener.
Hey, thanks, listener.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. Okay.
What a well thought out, reasoned email.
The size of the bucket doesn't matter. A 5 or 6 gallon bucket, it doesn't matter. Now, I would recommend not a padded seat, though, because that would be cold.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. See, I definitely would have thought other, but all right, go on.
No, I mean, the cheaper, the better. I mean,
doesn't ass comfort come into play here at all, though?
See, when it's knocking on the door, you just pushing it's done. Yeah.
I mean, when we got a CBY, it's urgent.
Right. Right. Cold brown.
Cold brownish yellow.
Yeah, cold brownish yellow. Yeah,
cold
it's
brownish yellow.
Emergency.
Right. Emergency, right, yeah.
Okay, okay.
No, I don't think it really matters. I mean, because you're going to a plastic bag anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, now that I'm thinking about it.
Is is yours padded or not?
No, mine's not padded.
You're not padded.
But it has the easy closed seat on it. Oh, easy closed
nice,
lid.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't slam shut.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're a 5 gallon guy then?
5 gallon bucket. Yeah.
I prefer 6.
Is that? And my only thought on this is, which I was going to ask you, is that referring just is it a little bit higher then?
They're taller.
Yeah.
Taller,
see, I'm short. Okay. I need my my feet to touch.
You don't
the
like them dangling.
I don't like them dangle.
Dangling
5 gallon bucket.
I can understand that. Sure. Right. Sure.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't. I mean, yeah. Maybe if the caller is taller, you might want to go with a 6 gallon bucket. It might be a little taller for him. You know,
well, you can put it up on a block or something too.
Oh, talking about that.
Oh boy.
Ergonomic.
I got.
You took a picture of yourself shitting.
Yes. Now listen.
Good.
I can't wait to see that. I thought maybe he went out and bought one of those crap straps.
So,
I was trying to look at that, find out what it was. I called it a shit rope or something. And I couldn't figure out what a crap strap. That's what it's called.
Shit rope. I don't know if I'd want to see the results that Google came up with for that.
Shit rope. Toilet seats is all that
came. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I believe that.
Jeez.
So you're going non-padded.
Non-padded.
5 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, listener.
Yeah.
I got that sent to me. For...
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a three-hole.
It's a multi-stage drop
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a three-holer.
Now, that's for something like...
Well, I think that's actually... It's a one-holer.
Correct.
But it's a multi-stage dropper.
Shit, that's multiple shitters.
Yeah.
In one. You just shit in the trough and it goes down in the toilet.
That's a trough shitter.
I think that one there, I'd almost...
It says it allows three people to go to the toilet at the same time.
Sure, because you stagger yourselves down the trough.
Right.
That's one
what it looks like. It's just a...
Definitely want to be the shitter on top.
I don't know if I do.
You're not going to get any splatter from the other two guys.
Are you sure?
Boy, I hope not.
I've done some dumps where there was really? Some splatter.
Yeah. That went uphill?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because it hits and ricochets.
True. That's because you probably locked it down for 2 days, and now you got all that pressure.
I'm guessing this is a no, but do you have Amazon on your phone?
The fact that he has a phone is just a miracle in and of itself.
With the interwebs.
Fuck, I don't know.
The answer then is no.
It's no. Amazon shopping? No, you don't.
No.
Wait a minute. You know what?
Holy suck it. Buckets.
Can suck I, my big toe.
Can I see that for a second?
What are you going to buy?
Well, I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to show you.
But what, I don't know what my account is. I don't know what that is.
Well, just.
Are you already a customer?
Continue as a guest or something.
I don't know. I can't see. I don't have my glasses. No, that's
cheaters. I forgot to do last week.
God damn it.
When we were recording last week. I know, well, now it's a week and a half at least away. Somebody got older.
Somebody did.
Really?
Yeah. One of our podcasters got older.
Just when you think he couldn't get any older.
Yeah, he did. Shit. You know, his hearing's going bad, his sight.
His sight, yeah. He's got a shit in a bucket.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me.
Did you have a birthday a couple weeks ago? Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
Hey, well, happy birthday.
Yeah,
well,
thank you. Birthday.
You betcha, thanks.
So
53?
Yeah, 29.
Oh, 29. Oh, that's not terrible.
For your birthday, I found it too late.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh, no, my dad had a birthday in February. But he still didn't get my gift yet.
For your birthday.
For my birthday.
I wanted to get this and send it to you.
Hey, that would work even better than what I got going. This is nice. That is Ben.
That's like a
wow! Look at
XLD Super Duty shitter box.
That is
what's the name of it?
Could I take that I'm for a curious. Second.
That's the King Ranch edition. Listen to this:
100 bought in the last month.
That's from our listeners. We should get sponsored by this Blue Bucket.
The Blue Bucket toilet.
I want to show the camera.
I can't. I still can't read.
Eventually, when we get that upgraded system, they'll be able to see what we're looking at right away.
Look at that, folks.
So
that's not even close. That's like a Cadillac to what I have going. Plus, it has a hand wipe on the side in case you get splatter.
Yeah.
Or the doors break on through to the other side happening.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on up.
Huh. Oh, that.
Well, that was a good little.
Whoa, hold on now. Look at this, Chuck. Look at this. You could do that right outside.
I do it right in the front yard.
Oh,
do it. Make sure you do it around the time that the mail comes and you just wave.
Yeah.
Oh, that is it.
Well, it's a bucket, so you can take it anywhere.
Oh,
oh, you could take that hunting.
Take it to work with you.
I could take it to work.
Yep.
Tree works out back, but I mean, this would be better. Comfort. Well,
any listeners want to send one of those as a gift?
Blue bucket shitter.
There you go. That'd be nice.
To talesfromthehicks.com. Smash the like button.
This guy is just taking off. He's
on fire today.
Woo. So my, back to pizza.
So anyway, thanks for the birthday wish.
Anyway.
Yep. My, I would have to say probably one of the best pizzas I ever had was in the cities at a place called Pizza Luce.
Mm.
They have really good pizza. It's probably the best I've ever had. Huh. But my go-to topping is ground beef and Canadian bacon or ham, whichever they got. Hmm. Those are my toppings of choice.
Nice.
And always extra cheese.
Extra cheese. I'm good with the amount that I guess typically comes on the pizzas that I'm eating. No matter where it comes from, I guess I
So you don't doctor up a frozen pizza at home
before
you
put it in the oven? I do. I really do not. I do.
I'll get the Romas because they're $3.
Oh, hey, love now it. Listen but I'll to get this a bag story. Of
shredded cheese and put that on.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah.
Talking about Roma pizza, that's about the cheapest pizza you could
it
buy.
It is, absolutely.
Right?
But now, I like it better than Jack's.
I don't know. I think Tony's might even be cheaper than.
Yeah, but that's the stuff in a box. I don't like the box pizzas.
I like Jack's.
Jack's is heads and shoulders above Roma.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Way better.
And it's the second, probably 30 cents.
I know,
it's
but,
the second time today you guys are wrong about pizza. But, yeah. All right, yes.
Oh. So anyway, so when we go hunting, I go bow hunting or whatever, or rifle, it wouldn't matter. The cheapest pizza you can find, which is be Roma's, it's like whatever, $2 for a pizza or $3 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you get about $2.50.
Okay. So when you're cooking your pizza, you take some white bread and you put some peanut butter on it. Now, nope. Just listen. Now,
nope. You already lost.
Listen,
me.
Stop it. So then you have a gallon of chocolate milk. So you can take your pizza and you can cut them into squares or your triangles, however you want.
You do not fucking eat pizza in squares. That is a pet peeve.
Excuse me.
No. Pizza is cut in triangles.
No.
Yeah.
We hit a nerve. Excuse me. Yes.
I take issue with pizzas cut into squares.
Thin crust.
No, never.
Well, it does.
Oh, my God.
That's how it comes.
I'm on Ben's side. I want
crust on every piece.
Pissed off.
And when you get the middle pieces of the stupid fucking square cut pizzas, crust on
it. Oh, my God. True. But it works for this story.
It doesn't work. Don't listen.
So you take your bread, put some peanut butter on it, take your squares, and you put it inside the pizza like a taco. And then you have some chocolate milk, and you and drink it. Oh, my God. Is that the best? Pizza. Yeah. Pizza, peanut butter on bread and chocolate milk, glass of chocolate milk. Holy hell.
It definitely sounds good.
It's delicious. Oh, my much. God.
Yeah,
it
doesn't. It doesn't even sound remotely
good. Okay,
yeah.
Ben, for Ben, you could have your triangle squares of pizza.
Take a bite of that. triangle square pizza.
Wait, what?
No, I don't think it works like that.
Where'd you learn your shapes?
Yeah. How about a fucking octagon?
Whatever. Well, take the whole pizza. It's a rectangle. Take a bite of that, and then take a bite of your bread, and then try it.
Nope, I will never try that.
Oh, my God, it's the best.
Nope.
Okay, yes, it is. It's good.
Go to the extent of him. Have you ever just put peanut butter on top of your pizza?
No.
See? What the hell is the difference?
I learned that
Why
from...
Why are you listening to him and not me?
I learned that from Jason Tice. Did you learn that from him?
No.
Did you do that before him?
I've done this since kindergarten.
Oh, see, I only learned that from him probably 10 years ago, maybe.
He puts peanut butter on cheeseburger.
Also good.
Yeah, it is good.
Peanut butter on cheeseburger, not bad.
Yeah, he taught me that same decent. Thing, actually.
A little fried egg and some peanut butter on it.
Yeah, no, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
But well, your like sandwich thing, I like that idea.
Oh, it's good. I really like it.
Back to the triangle thing.
Because it fills you up on a $2 pizza.
Yeah.
I mean.
You just put extra cheese on it. Oh. You'll be fine. Skip the peanut butter.
Have you ever, and this won't work for your squares, but for your triangle.
Did I say triangle squares?
Yeah. Triangle, the correct way to cut a pizza, yes.
Have you ever eaten it backwards? And what I mean by that is you bite through the crust first.
No.
Okay. And here's why I started to do that. And it's on just about any pizza. And it's not every time. But I eat it in reverse sometimes because that is my least favorite part of the pizza. Because the toppings aren't on top of the crust. So I get that shitty shit out of the way. But when you bite into it, you get more of the toppings than, or at least to me, when you eat it, the crust, you get more flavor.
So you would like the centerpiece square.
Well, no, but I mean, I'll eat pizza either way. But yeah, I like the triangle because I can eat it in reverse. That way the last bite, savory last bite. Is nothing but
if you eat the center square piece, It's no crust.
But that's the only
You don't have piece. To eat it in reverse.
That's what I'm saying. But
all the other pieces have too much, especially if you get one of those stupid small triangles. It's nothing but those crust.
Oh, those are good.
When you cut them in squares, I know, you get those little corner pieces.
You know what I'm saying, then? Yeah. If you cut them square, you get that one little piece that has like
Papa Murphy's,
and I put it all flakes of cheese, and that's it.
Hey.
That's
and usually that's what I do too, Chad. I always eat the crust first on because you get on the circle. I eat the crust first, and then I save the best.
Yes, for last.
So maybe I put in too much analysis into the way I eat a pizza, but I plot out my bites so that when I get to the crust, I still have a ratio of topping. Cheese and sauce in that last bite with the crust. I like the crust.
See, if I go to Pizza Hut, I always cut the crust off and I throw that back into the pan.
Oh, I like the bare crust. You use the crust. At Pizza Hut, you use the crust and you dip it in their marinara. So that dipping sauce that they have is different than the sauce that they put on their pizza.
Folks, if you're not watching this on YouTube, the amount of passion on the faces in this studio right now is absolutely mind-boggling, considering the fact that we're just talking about pizza. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so you take the leftover crust, but that you dip it into the marinara sauce. But as I was saying, that marinara sauce that you use to dip is different than the sauce that they use on their pizza.
So it's like a free breadstick.
It is.
Mm. That you bought.
Right.
As a pizza.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Mm. It's not free.
But if you want to call it a breadstick instead of crust so that it helps you eat it, you know?
See, I usually take my fork, cut the crust off, take that and flop it.
Oh, you're a fork guy?
You're a fork guy?
Pizza with forks.
I eat pizza with forks, Listen. Depends on what.
Oh, my God. This is kind of spiraling out of control. Fork and pizza?
People that you thought you knew.
Okay, well, hey, what do you eat your food with? Fork?
A pizza or a fork?
Spirit fingers?
Spirit fingers.
Absolutely.
Well, depends on the pizza. Pizza's
hand.
Pizza is finger food.
Yeah. It depends
on the pizza. Even from Pizza Hut?
No.
Yes.
No.
Any pizza.
You use a fork. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fork food.
Oh, and I've been putting that stinky cheese on there.
That's good. It's good.
Stinky cheese?
Stinky cheese. It's Parmesan. He's called stinky cheese for
Why do you need to use a fork to eat a pizza?
Because it's there. They put it on the table.
Your fingers don't get all gross.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
My fingers don't get gross either.
I'm going to say I have not used a fork, but no, it's not, I would say less than 10% of the, in my life, Ooh. Have I ever used a fork Ooh. For pizza.
Yes, less, definitely less than 10%.
Ooh. So I'm up probably closer to 60, 70.
No, if it's a frozen cardboard pizza that you can cut
that you put
squares
into
or triangles
bread.
Or whatever.
The, only time I will use a fork is if it's, like sometimes you get a thin crust that's really floppy. And so you pick it up and it just, there's no structure to it.
Yep.
So you get the flop and then your toppings want to slide off. I will use a fork for that so that I don't lose all my toppings. Sure. You know what I mean? Or else you'll do the fold. You take your triangle and you do the fold. But
taco.
Yeah.
You can fold a square too.
Yeah, but it's only fucking rejects eat pizza cut into squares by choice.
So imagine you walk, let's say we're here someday at the studio and Jason ran out of time to eat at home. So he's eating this at the studio with a frozen pizza, cut into squares, with a fork.
Are you going to lose your shit?
No, I mean, live and let live, you know, I'll judge him, definitely. There'll be some judgment going on, but it's his pizza. He can eat it however he wants to.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't eat it now. It's just that Pizza Hut is the fork.
Okay. All
right. We'll get that.
Well, it depends on the thickness. I think it has to do with the thickness of the pizza.
Well, I always get a thick.
Yeah, but pizza. I mean, if you get a thin, if you get a thin crust pizza,
deep.
But if you get a thin,
tickled the tonsil.
That sounded too real.
What's that flapper thing in the back?
Uvula.
Uvula.
Yep. Tickle that. That's deep.
I don't know if we'd be able to put that on YouTube.
Different channel.
Oh, yeah. We put that on our OnlyFans.
That'll be on our OF page.
Yeah, our Tales from the Hicks
Link in the bio. Link in the bio.
like and subscribe.
Smash that like button. Yeah.
For only $3.99 a month, you can see me tickle Jason's uvula.
What?
Don't worry, you get a quarter of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
Or, I should say a fourth.
It's going to be weird. I'll just be in the background eating pizza.
Just give you a quarter. Squares.
You guys do your thing. I'll be in the back eating pizza.
Squares or triangles?
At that point, I think you got more to worry about.
Don't worry about my pizza while your uvula is getting tickled.
Uvula.
Yeah. Uvula.
Yep.
Yeah.
So weird things on pizza. I have a buddy, my buddy Dave, not the Dave you guys know, different Dave. He likes to put cottage cheese on his pizza.
Oh,
never done.
That's a no.
So he goes on an ice fishing trip with us every year. And that's how we stumbled upon this topic is when we sleep out on the ice in the shacks, you know, you just have an oven in there. And so it's super easy to just bring a bunch of frozen pizzas to eat for dinner at night, you know. And when we stopped at the grocery store on the way up one year, he was talking about picking up cottage cheese. And, of course, the rest of us were like, what in the fuck are you going to do with cottage cheese? And he said, I like to put cottage cheese on my pizza. So we had to ask him, does it go on before? And then you put it in the oven? And he said, no. You put it on after. And I said, I can't imagine it's good, but I would try it. I mean, I'll try almost anything once.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So we tried it that
year.
Would
you like to get your uvula tickled?
I'll try it once.
Okay. You won't reach.
That's true. I've seen you in the shower.
Hey, I tried.
We tried it, and it's honestly not bad. Mm. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to put it on, you know, to make sure I always have cottage cheese in the house for pizza, but it honestly isn't bad. The cold and hot kind of contrast is good. It's pretty good.
I guess it's a form of cheese.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I knew that with my spaghetti. I put cottage cheese on my spaghetti.
Yeah.
I've also never done that, but that doesn't sound terrible.
That's good.
And a thing that I discovered recently, I bought some hot honey when I was making ribs. I wanted to mix the hot honey with barbecue sauce for a glaze. And I've seen pizzas before at food trucks and stuff where it's they have different names or whatever, but they put hot honey on like a pizza with Canadian bacon or, you know, whatever. And I tried the hot honey on the pizza and that was fucking incredible.
It's just a topping or like a drizzle, you're saying?
Yep. After the pizza came out of the oven, you know, and I got it on my plate, I'll put a little drizzle of the hot honey over top of it.
Landon, if you're listening, that's it. Cheat code.
I will never, at my house, I will never not eat pizza without putting hot honey on it again. It was so good. Yeah. Mike's hot honey.
I think Pizza Hut has a hot honey pizza. Yeah. One of the places has it.
It's incredibly good.
Hot honey.
Yep.
And is it, when you say hot honey, temperature wise, or is it spicy?
It's spicy honey. The one that I bought is called Mike's Hot Honey, and it's infused with chilies and peppers or whatever is what it says on the bottle. And I'm a wuss when it comes to spicy, so it's not actually like set your face on fire. You just get a little bit of heat with the sweet, but it's really good on pizza.
Who's blowing up?
Is that a fan? Yeah.
Who is this?
It's a
fan, yeah. Probably,
what is that, Skeeter?
It's Skeeter. Diamond. You got the dumplings. I'm at the front door.
Diamond got our dumplings, yeah.
No.
Shit. But yeah, try hot honey. That was really good.
Hot honey on pizza.
Yeah, we do always do pizza Friday nights at our house. And last Friday we did Little Caesars, and I put hot honey all over that shit.
I like Little Caesars.
Interesting.
Considering how cheap it is, it's not bad pizza. Right. I mean, Little Caesars is very, very inexpensive, and it's not bad.
It used to be by Friday and Saturday night dinners. When I was living in Eau Claire, I'd go down. Just go down the hill to Little Caesars, and there was a family video right next door. So I'd pick up a couple movies, go back and watch movies and eat Little Caesars.
I believe it's currently a Dollar General.
Yeah, it's not Family Video.
It looks very well organized, as do most Family Dollars.
If a bomb went off.
Dollars.
Pizza.
One other, so we're kind of go sidetracked from pizzas, but we were talking about peanut butter on burgers. What other weird combinations like that? So I had a guy, or one of my buddies, put a mayo on his hot dog. Whoa. I thought that was odd.
That to me, that I would agree. That seems odd.
I would try that. I mean, I like mayo on a burger.
Yeah.
Oh, like Wendy's burger. They got mayo on that.
Yeah.
I would try it on a hot dog, I guess. I don't know. It wouldn't be my first choice. Normally, I'm just a ketchup-only guy, but I would try it.
Yeah, I think he went full-out ketchup, mustard, relish, mayo.
Yeah, I guess I'd try it, but yeah, I wouldn't think to myself, be like, hey, we're having hot dogs or at a party or whatever for hot dogs. Better
grab the mayo.
Got to have the mayo. Wouldn't even cross my mind, actually, to buy that as a condiment.
My mom likes peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
I think I'm going to leave that one alone.
Actually, peanut butter and Miracle Whip. That's what they have at the house, is always Miracle Whip. But yeah.
Yeah, I like the peanut butter, but.
I've tried it. It's not terrible, honestly.
I'll have to try that. I like peanut butter.
I don't. Not a peanut butter guy. You're a peanut butter boy.
I am peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Dip it in your coffee.
Pancakes? Do you guys put peanut butter on your pancakes?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Very good. Yep. Especially when there's a stack of them, you know, you lift up each one and put a little bit on there, put the next one down, a little bit more peanut butter. Oh, yeah.
And then do you go syrup on top of that?
I do the syrup with the same thing. I'll flip the, you know, if it's a three stacker, which it seems like a lot of restaurants have three stacks, I'll flip that up again and I'll pour some more syrup on it. You know, in between each layer. Yeah. And then, of course, over the top. And it's very good.
Over the top like Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when I twist my hat to the back, it's like it's a switch.
Flipping a switch. I like peanut butter on my pancakes. Sometimes I'll put syrup, but lots of times, I honestly, you'll just do peanut butter and jelly on my pancakes.
Oh, see, I guess I don't do the jelly.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No pancakes or just no peanut butter?
No peanut butter. I don't even have peanut butter in the house.
Yeah, but you...
I don't eat peanut butter.
Where's Pokey? What's wrong with you?
Is Pokey around here? No. Pokey, you want to confirm that?
Can confirm, Pokey says.
Yeah, look at him. He's more. Oh.
He is fucking pissed, too. That's why he's upset.
Could use some peanut butter, he says.
Yeah. Well, what's so, the, not to throw, and you don't have to say names, but where is a place or a type of pizza you would not eat again?
Pineapple.
Okay. Mine is, which I'm sure some of you are fan favorites or local people are, is I will avoid.
Don't say it.
What? I can't think of the name.
Don't say Papa Murphy's.
Good story.
Nope, not Papa Murphy's.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I was going to cold cocky one.
it's the place that pretty much is cardboard with some toppings on top.
Oh, Domino's.
Nope. Yeah. They just opened back up. New ownership. In Eau Claire. Oh. They were charging a shit ton for a salad without even having
salad. Del Rey.
Pizza Del Rey.
Oh.
Pizza Del Rey. Sorry. Not a fan favorite at all, actually.
I've never eaten there.
I like Del Rey.
Well, I'm just being honest.
I don't think it's as good since they've reopened, but I do like, we have been there, and I like Del Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pizza's would be mine.
But. Pizza's cut into squares, which is unfortunate.
just doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't taste the same, I suppose.
I mean, I'll eat it, but I prefer triangles. But yeah, I mean, I like Pizza Del Rey. It's good. How about frozen pizza? What's your favorite frozen pizza?
It'd have to be a Tombstone. But now if I'm on a budget hunting, if I'm going to be up there a week or whatever, I'll just get maybe five or six Roma pizzas, and then I'll have the bread and the peanut butter.
Fucked up peanut butter bread, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's weird.
I don't even know. I would try it, I guess.
Because it's easy and it's quick. You can get out of the tree stand. You can get in, throw in a pizza, eat, and you're good. I mean.
For Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, fuck just, Wheel of Fortune.
Uh-oh.
God, that fucking show.
Oh, well.
I can't believe that is on the air. Wow. Dude, that is a nerve you just hit hard.
I guess.
This is a trigger.
That could be a topic. God.
Trigger. Yeah, just came out of his chair.
Trigger alert.
That is dumb.
Huh.
Guess what word? Who the fuck cares? Ding, 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 ding. You win.
I'm going to be honest. Millions of people care.
Oh, God. Yeah, and they're all over 80. They have nothing else to do with not their life true. Except to watch a fucking game show. They spin a wheel, and guess what letter is going to pop up?
It's just like playing Hangman. Oh, you've never played God. Hangman? Oh,
God. Yeah, when Vanna's I was three.
On, Vanna's on there. Three.
Yeah.
So I guess Brothers Week is out of the question.
What?
He doesn't even know what that is.
No.
Oh, well, I don't know. Once in a while, they'll have like two brothers that are on a single team.
On Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah,
I'm
Brothers out. Week or I'll Sisters
pass.
Week.
Pass. I'm going
to
pass.
I wouldn't walk across the road to be on that fucking show.
Nope.
Right.
Mm-mm. I'd rather get hit by a bus.
Oh, all right. How about Price is Right?
No.
What?
That show ended with Bob Barker.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's still on the air.
The price is wrong, right? Bitch. The
price is wrong, bitch. Yeah. No. No, sir.
How about any
Next.
Game show?
Do you like any game shows?
Jeopardy.
Yeah, no. I watch Jeopardy.
See, now that
I
is
watch
weird.
Jeopardy.
So what makes me upset about Jeopardy, I don't, like, I'm not going to jump out of my chair and get upset and throw profanities, but the thing about that show that upsets me is that there's people that are that smart that know that shit. Like, there's stuff that you, nobody should know half,
yeah.
the, shit, half the questions Listen they ask, this. Nobody should know that stuff.
I was answering some questions, and those guys didn't even know the answer to.
Jeopardy. That's because
and
they
I thought, I'm so fucking smart.
Jeopardy Junior?
No.
They're probably was, shit we should
what was,
know.
What was,
that
what was the category?
Jeopardy, Jason. That was, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And the answer.
Suck it, kid.
And to answer that question, no, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
No. What was the category that you were answering the questions? You were answering questions that they didn't
know. I know.
Are you sure you weren't catching a Saturday Night Live when it was
nope.
a bit of Celebrity Jeopardy? Mm-mm.
Nope. It's a real deal.
Huh. Hmm. Ken Jennings
I think
or
it
Alex
comes
Trebek?
In at 4:30 maybe it comes on.
Still
we watch
work.
It. I have to watch sure. that show.
Still at work.
When actually speaking what? Of Jeopardy.
Was it a repeat episode?
No.
From the night before?
One. Right, right.
Buzz in.
Is it terrible? Can't believe
I know all
this.
These.
And I we were speaking of Jeopardy, we were up north hunting one season. And I don't know, maybe you guys might have been there. I don't know.
Probably. Chances are pretty
My cousin
good.
Trevor Rubenzer was up there.
Oh, I was there.
Oh, he
was
knows.
There He's smart.
Money. He knows a lot
he
of stuff.
He is smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Every single question that was on Jeopardy, that whole episode, he answered every single question.
Yeah.
I was just like.
Even in Double Jeopardy?
Every question that was asked, he answered correctly.
Is that why he's a professor?
He is a professor.
Maybe.
I think mean, he I is. Think.
He is.
He's a professor.
He yeah. Well, there you go.
He's one of those guys that could actually probably write the questions on Jeopardy.
What is he a professor of?
That's a good question.
Know. Oh, okay.
I think political science or something to do with political, I believe.
Isn't he even a doctor? Isn't he? Is he a PhD too?
Maybe. I don't, he probably also he wrote a be. Book. Published well, a book.
See. He's smart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I was really
There wasn't
away.
Enough pictures in it, though, for Chad to read it. So
yeah. No. No. Yeah. More of a... Playboy
book.
Yeah.
You can read those front to cover.
Hustler.
Carpal tunnel.
But yeah, no, for game shows, I was really blown away at when he did that. I was like, that just happened. But
oh, yeah. That's impressive.
I was not there for that.
No.
Trevor, Maybe. If you're listening, come back. Answer these questions.
Right? Yeah.
Well, back to pizza.
Yeah.
My favorite frozen pizza is you can't get around here. It's called Kettle River. They only sell it in Minnesota.
Mm.
It's made, I think, in northern Minnesota, and that's the best frozen pizza I've ever had. Very good.
Hmm. Kettle Pizza.
Kettle River, it's called. That's the brand.
What do you like about it? Or what sets it aside from...
I guess, the crust is really good. It's not super thick, but it's not super thin. Lots of cheese. The sauce is really good.
I think the sauce on any pizza is what really makes or breaks it.
Yeah, it's just a really, really good frozen pizza.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, like somebody brought up before, I did too. Yeah, this summer, speaking of pizza, go give that Ohana Pizza Company a shot.
Yeah.
Pop up all over little events, but they got different types of pizza too. So.
Yep.
Talking about barbecue sauce, Jane's Best was the stuff. That was most excellent.
Jane's Best.
Mm-hmm. Jane's Best barbecue sauce.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God.
Would you put it on your pizza?
I would. Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
Never even heard of it.
You can't get it no more. I don't think they make it no more. I don't think it was made up by a Ladysmith somewhere.
By somebody named Jane.
Ladysmith.
It's a good, probably a safe bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was better than the Jane's Good.
Ha, I get it.
Yeah, because it was our best.
Yeah,
it was Jane's Best.
Jane's Good, Jane's Gooder.
Jane's probably at the beginning.
Jane's.
That's where it started.
Jane's Gooder.
Now Jane's Best.
Yeah.
They stopped there because...
Well, it's the best.
Yeah. That's where they stopped.
You brought up...
She nailed it.
Ladysmith and, well, pizza. There's a pizza place up there you like, don't you?
I do. Grandpa's Pizza. Grandpa's, yeah. Oh, my God. They want to be a sponsor? Yes, please. Get them on here.
You can Grandpa's email
Pizza.
Email us at Hicks. Tell us where the Hicks.com.
Mm-hmm. That is...
Is that like just a pizza joint type of thing?
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
It's good. Very, very good.
I just checked. They haven't emailed us yet.
No?
What the hell? Oh, yeah.
Give them a few hours.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time I had that, I thought, holy shit. This is... And then, so now when we go up to the cabin, I'll always come back and I'll just get a couple frozen pizzas, which is good. And then I'll take it back to the cabin or whatever. It's good, but it's not as good as coming right from the oven, sitting there at the table and eating it.
And they're homemade or whatever. They just make them right there to order. And
yep. I don't know what they do. It's good. They got it going on.
Fat Boys and Bloomer has good pizza too.
I haven't had that in quite a while, but yeah, they're, from what I remember in years ago, they're pretty good.
Talking about Ladysmith, I got to get up there and get walking around out in the woods.
Yeah, it's there. The woods. I was seeing them.
It sounds like you were just up there on Friday or something.
Yeah.
Or was that yesterday?
No. Yeah. Last week, Friday.
Yeah.
And I will be honest, I walked a little bit in the woods, but not like
Way out.
Yeah, I know. Your walks, no, we did not do that.
Oh.
But we, checked cameras. And
my walk and Chad Johnson walk are two different walks.
See, and then Chad my walk Johnson would be different too then.
Than mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I walk maybe, I don't know, a mile or so.
Chad Johnson, the football player?
Yeah. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
His walks. We're just gonna go walk out in the woods. Okay. Fucking 2 hours later, we get back to the truck. What in the hell kind of walk is that? That's a fucking walk.
No, I'm not that much of a walker.
It's like 2 or 3 mile walk. We're just gonna go scout out here. Okay, yeah. So then they go down the road another quarter mile and get out and do the same fucking thing.
I'll wait in the truck.
Mm.
Or I'll sit on the tailgate in case something push something out. See,
that's why I just started staying home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chad doesn't hunt with us, though. Chad's way up north.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they go for walks.
But, yeah, it'd be a good time. I mean, get up there.
Go scouting for sheds.
Sure.
That's what I want to do. That's fun.
Do you think it was early droppage this year? Or do you think they kept them long?
Long.
I heard that it was
very long.
Yeah. They had no stress on them whatsoever. We didn't. Fuck, we just got snow now.
Yeah.
We had snow in November, but no, this was a... Easy. Good winter.
Well, from some people, they say ever. I mean, 60s. I've heard, you know, people that are 60, 70 years old that this is the easiest winter they remember. And I think even on record,
yep, it is.
Broke a lot of records for not being.
I hope next year it breaks these records.
Yeah. Yeah. They have those winters. Like it. It's called Florida.
Florida? No. Yeah. How about Arizona?
They get snow there.
It'll be the mountains.
In the mountains, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to go there.
It was nice not having all the snow, but I miss ice fishing.
They had ice.
Yeah.
Not much ever anywhere.
There's never enough ice for me.
Oh, no.
I don't go out on that. Scary. My grandpa fell through and Chad fell through. No, thank you. I will pass.
But I believe Chad, for sure. I don't know so much about Grandpa.
He did fall through.
No, I know he did. But I'm saying
they would go out. And did you see him? He had cuts all over his arms and his neck and shit.
They would go out when it was inches, like minimal ice.
Yeah, I know.
I am the same way. I won't do that. Brazinas is just a phone call away
from family. Oh, and they got good fish.
But
it's Hicks at Tales from the Hicks. That's about the ship.
They sponsored us? Oh. I'm like, holy hell.
That'd be Zena's.
I'll go ice fishing, but I'm going to need to see a car to go by me first before I feel safe on the ice. Them guys, like I said, like from what I recall, they're out there on an inch and a half.
Well, that's the best first, fishing. Best well, fishing. Yeah.
Ice type fisherman.
It's not worth it to me.
No.
If I need to take a spud bar to work my way out to my spot, it's not.
Right.
No.
I need to have good ice.
And there was guys out on Little Lake this whole winter.
Yeah, I know it.
Mm. No, thank you.
Yeah.
That ice under it, that water under the bridge barely froze.
Yep.
And they were out there. Mm-mm.
Correct.
That's not for me. There's no fish worth it.
No, I need to have good ice, but I do enjoy ice fishing.
Plus, it's cold. And I don't like the cold. If anybody got that so far, I'm not a cold person.
They make shacks that you can sit in.
Yeah, well, I got one of those.
Be warm.
I got a heater, too.
For the house Grubhub.
But yeah. I would prefer to go to Berzina's and bring it back and sit in the house with a fire. Talking about a fire.
Yeah. Oh,
I had a fire going Friday night. Did you? Oh, yeah.
Nice and toasty.
It was warm.
I can imagine.
I was not cold. I even took my sweatshirt off.
I was actually, that's a good thing that you brought that up. I'm kind of surprised you're in a t-shirt today.
Well.
But.
It is like 40 plus degrees outside.
I like the advertising.
You like that? Tales from the Hicks.
Yep.
Nice shirt.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh.
You got a poop?
No.
What do you got going on over there?
Oh, but we're doing a
Shirt giveaway.
Shirt giveaway.
Oh, free giveaway. Shirt, t-shirts.
Yeah, you just got to...
Smash that like button.
Smash the like button. Share the page.
Dude, I'm on that one.
Yeah, share the page and then comment with how many people you share
with. Share it with everybody.
That's on Facebook?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
Tales from the Hicks page.
Tell everybody you know.
Yes.
And even the ones you don't.
Yes, especially the ones you don't.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Yes.
Spread it.
Yeah. But,
well,
we got any emails today or no?
No. Well, I just looked. We did not have
no more emails. Hey, if you got an email, send it in.
Yep.
TalesFromTheHicks.com.
Hicks@TalesFromTheHicks.com.
Yep.
What?
Say that again. What?
Hicks@TalesFromTheHicks.com.
That's our email.
That's our email address. Right. So an email, basically what it is like, it stands for electronic mail. It's like a letter
that you send that you through the computer. Send.
It goes through the
automatically. Computer.
Yes. And then no more stamps. No more going through. Yeah.
Don't have to write anything down.
And it's instant. Mm. So it's like as soon as they email us, we'll have that letter from them.
Somebody on this show could have emailed that at the beginning of the show and would have been there during the show.
Mm. Yes.
That fast.
It's fast.
So that's, that's an email.
Freaky fast.
So email that in.
They can email in questions, advice. Email it in. Sponsorship inquiries. We'll take
wanted.
That. Wanted, yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah. Any feedback? Really, anything. We're
just fucking around
here. We need some attention. Somebody email us.
Yeah, we need some
topics. Even if you'd like to just tell us to get fucked, we're open.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It was just.
But give us a 4-star rating.
Five would be better.
Oh, 5-star rating. Yeah. Give us 5-star rating. Get fucked.
Maximum amount of stars.
Maybe we only deserve 4. Yeah. Just rate us.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, or even throw out some topics that you.
Yeah.
Hear anything you want to hear us talk about.
Right. Yeah.
We're easy.
Oh, but t-shirt contest ends, I believe it's April 1st.
What do we got to do about the t-shirt? How do they got to do the t-shirt? Listen now, what do we got to do?
It's go on the Facebook page, so you wouldn't be able to do that.
So I'm out.
Yeah, Jason's out.
Good thing you already have a shirt, because you don't.
This is what it looks like?
That's what it's going to be,
guys,
just
now
like
watch
that.
Here, this is what it looks like?
Yep. Well, it's just like our logo.
Yep, just like the right picture on Facebook.
Yep.
You can win that.
You go out there, you like the page.
Smash the like button.
Smash the share button. Share the page, not just the post, the whole page, share the page, and then comment on the post how many people you shared it with.
Everybody.
So you can invite all of your friends. So if you got 1,400 friends, you can share it 1,400 times.
Do
it
all. Do that.
Yeah.
So do I get more entries, or how am I? Is it a one entry per one share, or just like if I share it, I get an entry?
You get an entry if you share it with one, or if you share it with 100.
Perfect.
I'm going to have to get on the book face.
You're going to have to get on Facebook.
So I can win a free t-shirt.
Heck yeah. See, I'll have to block off a two-day window there to try to teach you how to use that now.
Yeah. Hey, you're not going to be to work Monday or Tuesday. So I'm working at home anyway. So
There you go. I suppose they probably got holiday pay for the Easter weekend too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How was your guys' Easter dinner? Pretty good.
Good Friday.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Good Friday.
I missed my family Easter, but I was lucky enough to have a plate delivered. So
nice.
It's going to be eaten for supper.
Huh. We went to Castle Hill Supper Club.
Ooh,
in Maryland.
That sounds fancy.
Awesome prime rib.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, very good prime rib.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, it's kind of over by Black River Falls.
That's from Hicks.
But they have an Easter brunch. We went over there for that. It's really good.
Nice.
Yep.
And the only reason I know they have good prime rib is I went there for maybe that's what they do on holidays, things like that. I think it was New Year's Eve. They had a prime rib spread of some sort.
Yeah. Is that the place did you send me that place? Is it like out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like
pretty much, yeah.
North end of the Dells?
No, that was not.
Was that something different?
That was, I think I said it with an H. I don't know, I'll look into that. H-U-B-U, something like that. I don't quite mm-hmm. wait, though. When you're there, mm-hmm. don't go there if you're starving because you're going to wait to get in.
So go there.
Oh, is that the fancy supper club by the Dells you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but yeah. Yes, that's very good. But yeah, Castle Hill is really good. And they do, for most holidays, they do like a big buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Like New Year's Eve, they have like a prime rib buffet, but they're normal Saturday night special or whatever is prime rib, and it's really good. But yeah, we went out there for their Easter buffet.
I miss Connell's.
Same.
Yeah.
Connell's when it was good.
Yeah.
Before they switched hands.
Yeah, when he owned it.
Lib.
I heard that the...
Lib.
What? Lib?
Lib.
Lynn, yes.
The bartender.
No, that's Neil.
No, that was Neil.
I know.
But I think he made the place go, though, and then that cook, whatever the cook's guy's name was, Mike or whatever his name was.
He's currently a meat man now at...
Oh, yes, down at Soak Ups. I seen him down there, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think those two guys really ran it, and then Lynn really knew what the hell he was doing, so...
Yeah.
That's, I think...
Connell's was my favorite restaurant.
Oh, mine too, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delicious. Lacey got tired of going there, but I never looked at the menu. King prime rib hash browns. Fucking bring her out.
Right.
Let's go.
Oh, their twice baked potato was the fucking...
Massive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can still remember when Chris and I were dating, when I took her there for the first time, the waitress came to take our order, and I was like, hey, do you like onion rings? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, we'll take a half order of onion rings. And so the waitress left, and Kristen's like, she's like, you could have got a full order of onion rings. She's like, you know, I'm not one of those girls that...
She has never been there then?
No, she had never been there. We were just dating. And I was like, when the onion rings come out, you'll understand why I only got a half order. And it comes out on a freaking dinner plate stacked 7 inches tall. And she's like, that's a fucking half order? I was like, yeah, that's a half an order. Yeah.
All right. Well...
Sorry, I did do while you guys were speaking there.
Ishnala, is that...
That's it. That is the name.
It just popped into my head.
I've never been there, but people will drive hours just for dinner. Like, not
my wife's
there,
been there, and she said it's absolutely incredible.
Is that the one in the Dells or what?
Yep. Yeah.
What's it called?
Ishnala.
Ishnala.
Yeah.
But yeah, get there when the doors open or you will be waiting hours.
Yep. Mm. But that's what they said. Like, all the posts I see, it said it was well worth it, but don't go if you're starving because you will wait.
So go when you're full.
Go when you're like, you know, let's say maybe you ate lunch at 11 or so.
Yeah, you eat your pizza in the squares and you're still hungry.
And you're like, by the time we drive there, it's 2 hours. And we'll wait 2 hours. You know, now it's 4:30, 5 o'clock, time to eat.
Bring your bucket with.
Yeah.
For sure. Got to have a bucket.
Home. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, that's one of those places. So
there's guys that do it on the side of the road on a tire.
Yeah.
There is. You don't need a bucket.
Hey, speaking of, did you see that guy last week?
No.
You go to some
wrestling match.
Was that his cousin then? Or
it
what?
Might did have you... been. It was a lime. I saw a lime green wrestling pants, but they're not the green that I was thinking that it wasn't a singlet. No, yeah. These were just the pants. So.
Just pants, no
I don't
t-shirt.
Think he was from the APW. That was a good show, though. That was fun. It's fun to watch.
The masked pooper is still at large.
The masked pooper. That would have been great if he had a mask.
Maybe he'll
no. still had that on.
Had a luchador mask.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been great. All right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool.
So, I think, we give the Tales from the Hicks, Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com. And right. Happy Easter. And we will see you guys.
Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter.
We'll see you all next week.
Sounds good.
Next week.
Bye. All right.
Adios.
Have a good day. Yeah.